Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Race. Today's show brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. As it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, that means Elliot Shore Parks in studio for an hour. Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We're doing great, man.
ESP.
Yeah. While we were watching the Phillies last night, you were charting Tyrese Maxey in the 76ers preseason.
Yeah, man. Watching Phillies, watching Sixers. And when I was driving in here listening to you guys, I had a thought. Like, I think it's the best time to be a Philly sports fan of the last 20 years. In terms of where all the teams, other than the Flyers, obviously, all the major teams, right? There's reason to be hopeful for all of them. And I can't think of the last time that was really the case. Like in 2010, they were all in the playoffs, but the Eagles lost in the wild card. The Sixers lost in the first round. And I don't think the Phillies, they might have got out the first round that year. But you look at this year, Eagles 4-0. Sixers are one of the best teams in the NBA. The Phillies are in the playoffs. I mean, it's been a long time, I think, since you could say for the three teams, there's not been better days in the last 20 years.
If the Sixers would have, they're still in the second round muck, you know what I mean? Like, they got to win one of these series before I'm ready to say that.
Yeah, but think of what it was like in 2010. That was like Iguodala, Evan Turner.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Right, yeah, it's better than that, right? I mean, which team isn't better off than they were in 2010? I think they all
Phillies.
Are. The Phillies were on the downswing there, though. Like that was
no, you had the four aces the next year.
You did, but they lost in the first round the next year.
But Elliot, this team may be on a little bit of an upswing. This is a veteran roster with like let's not confuse.
You mean the Phillies?
Yeah, let's not confuse the Phillies with where they were in 07 to where they are right now. Right, like this is much.
Well, but this team's on the come up.
How
are they not? Who's on the downswing on this team?
Well, I mean, you do have guys in their 30s, right?
Right,
I'm saying
I think you have at least 2 to 3 years more of players on this roster right now that will still be playing at their peak.
But
and then you look at, like, Stott, Bohm. I think Nola's the big start he had last night. It's going to be really good for him going forward. The bullpen's better than it's been in a while. Like, I think the arrow's up on this team, which was not the case in 2010. The roster was better, but the arrow was not pointing up.
For 2 more years it was. What are you talking about?
I'm saying in 2010, were the Phillies not on the down part of that run?
They were in the end of the guys being in their prime.
That's the point I'm making.
Yes.
And this current Phillies team is on the upswing. So when you look, the Eagles are on the up, right? The Phillies are on the up. The Sixers, you know, I don't know if I want to say on the up, but they have Harden now. Maxey's on the way up. Like that, it's been a long time. Like I said, I think it's been 20 years since all three teams you could look and say they're on the upswing.
So are we getting a title out of all three teams?
I mean, come on. Three straight parades on Broad Street. And not to mention the Union, right? Number one team in the MLS.
I'm out.
As you're wearing your sweatshirt today.
Of course.
No, not you're out, Jack.
It's
we
nice.
Can support
nice,
the
nice
Union.
Nice Union shirt, man.
Yeah,
I like
it. Is, yeah.
I can't keep up with the colors, though, so.
Well, this isn't their colors.
That's what I'm saying. Game. Like, yeah, yeah.
Is but that contraband?
But it's
is
an, alto. It's
well,
an alternate.
I played in the Union game last week, and I'm still sore. So, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, the media Union games
yes.
look like a lot of fun,
wow.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it looked.
You're still young enough to do that type of stuff.
I thought. Yeah.
Well, Elliot. How impressed were you with the win on Sunday?
So I think it was really impressive from the fact that it was a game that had they lost, right? You throw the pick six to start the game. You fall down 14-0. It's raining. You're 3-0. It's a loss where if I come in on Tuesday, you say, all right, it's not a red flag. It's a loss, which is not ideal, but it's not a red flag. the fact that they fought back from that, like, that's how you end up winning 14 games. That's how you end up being the team that the NFC goes through Philadelphia. Because if you can stack those type of wins, like, that's the type of game you're supposed to lose in a lot of ways. And they fought back. So, A, I think the fact that they fought back is a really good sign. The fact they cared enough, right, to, like, say, okay, I'm going to fight to get through this. But then also, it's another game where they win a different way. I mean, running the ball, right? You look at the first – last year, they won almost every game by running the ball. This is probably the first game this year they've had to lean on running game to win it. So through four wins, they've won four different ways. They won when they weren't supposed to. I mean, they've been up 15-plus points in every game they've played this year. So I think, yeah, it was very impressive.
How concerned are you with the injuries? I mean, you're talking about your starting left tackle, one of your starting guards potentially, your kicker, your starting cornerback, your nickel corner who plays such a big part in the defense. Who's the injury you're worried about the most?
So I would probably say my Lada, but I think, well, Maddox was in a boot after the game. And, you know,
he's playing this week.
Yeah, from my time covering the team, players don't normally come back super quick when they have a boot on, right? That's normally, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, 2 to 3 at least.
So hang on. Did this happen in practice? Because he wasn't on the injury report on a Wednesday, but then Thursday
I believe it did happen in practice. But, yeah, so that's a concerning one. Obviously, just because he's played really well this year. I thought Josiah Scott, all things considered, wasn't a complete liability. I know he did. There was two or three bad snaps he had for sure, which hurt the team. But I remember when the Eagles used to put out, like, Michael Jacquet, and it would wreck the entire defense, right? So I think Josiah Scott was mostly okay. Jordan Mailata would be a worrisome one for me just because there's nothing on it yet. Like, you can't really find on anything about it. They're testing on it. And that one, like, would potentially be serious. If it's a shoulder injury, if he, like, tore a pec, you know, something like that. And the offensive line's, like, the heart of this team. So if he were to go down for, you know, 7 weeks, that would definitely be worrisome.
Slay?
Yeah, what was that? Like, it just looked like he Mailata was trying to get back in the game. They were trying to see if they could get him back in there.
Yeah, he was, stretching on the sideline.
Yeah, Slay was, like, what happened to the forearm? Slay was just he's standing there. He never thought he was going back in.
It's a forearm injury. He did have something on it, I guess, on the field during the game. Like, he came back out there. In the locker room, he looked fine. He was in good spirits. I mean, Slay is always in good spirits, but he didn't seem bothered by it all. He didn't have it wrapped or anything like that. Didn't look swollen. So, you know, the hope is that maybe if it is a fracture or something like that, it's like an extremely, like, hairline type of fracture. But, yeah, I mean, if Slay misses a week or two, that wouldn't be great. But I thought McPherson played well. So this is the benefit of being 4-0, is you don't have to rush these guys back. You figure last year they were, you know, they were 2-5 at one point. Like, you had to have guys out there because your season was on the line. If they sit these guys for 2 weeks, they go 1-1, that's not really the end of the world if you prioritize health, you know, for the stretch run.
Sure.
Donovan joined us yesterday and said that that he thought the team was a year or two away from being a Super Bowl type team. Do you agree with that?
It's an interesting point by Donovan because I do understand what he's saying. They've never won a playoff game, this group. I think that winning a playoff game would still be like a good year for this team. So I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust. So I think Donovan's logic is correct. But where I would push back on is, like, when you have a chance to have a special year, you got to capitalize on it. Like, I think a lot of people look at this team and it says it reminds them of 2017. It actually makes me think more of the 2018 team in the way that when they won in 2017, it was, okay, here we go, right? Like, they're going to be a contender for years to come. They're getting Carson back. Like, they're set up. And then that door basically slammed shut in 2018. So when I look at this team, I say, yes, there is reasoning to say, again, arrow pointing up, they're a young team. But it's a sobering reminder that the window, when it's open, that thing shuts quickly. Yep. And if you have a chance to have a special year, you got to capitalize on it. So I do think they could have a special year this year.
Yeah, I think both of you all are right. What Fob said yesterday, I could see where his logic comes from. And I can also see where your logic comes from when saying you have to seize the moment. That's basically what you're saying. There is no guarantee because you don't know who's going to get injured and when they're going to get injured. So this idea that you automatically have a window for 2 or 3 years, we have witnessed that you don't necessarily have that.
They slam shut really quick.
Exactly. Yeah. And injuries are the reason that it certainly can. But even more so with this team, not necessarily injury, but personnel. Yeah. You're going to have to replace personnel. You know, when Jalen, I don't care how great of a cap wizard that Howie Roseman is, when Jalen Hurts signs that extension, there's going to be a fallout from that. whether it's the older players that you have to let go and you have to replace with younger, more affordable players so that you can fit guys under the salary cap. Jalen's getting paid next year. Devontae's going to get paid in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And these aren't small contracts that we're talking about paying guys. So you're going to have – and I say that to say as good as our defense right now, because that's where I think you're going to get the most fallout from. Our offense is straight. They're young. Jason, his replacement is already here, thank God. So
they're all under contract besides Devontae, really. I mean,
Lane isn't slowing down anytime soon, so I don't need to be looking for a replacement for Lane Johnson. He's going to be here for another five or 6 years. But on that defensive side of the ball, Slay, Bradberry, the two linebackers on one-year deals.
I mean, you even just look at this win on Sunday, right? If you were to say, all right, who's like the top five players that helped him win it? Miles Sanders, free agent.
Yep.
James Bradberry, free agent.
Yep.
Now, the linebackers, you know, no crazy stats on their own, but TJ had an awesome game. Kaiser had an awesome game.
Yep.
All four of those guys are free agents. Now, I do think they will be able to sign anybody they want. I agree with your point, ultimately, that the Hurts contract clearly impacts
I'm just saying
things.
They can't bring all those guys back.
Right, so that's why – While Donovan is correct that their point of development is not winning a Super Bowl. Like, that's not where they're at in their growth ladder as like a team of Nick and Jalen. We'd be lying to ourselves if we said the chance is not right there to do it.
Yeah,
the NFC is wide open.
Like, that's the other thing, yes.
Like, wide open. So this is a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And once you're there, you know, whatever, you know, who knows? But they have a chance to get there this year.
I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree. Everything breaks right, and it has.
Team
so
gonna
far.
Look different next year.
Yeah, yeah. Like if there's a team out there,
Brandon
that's
Fletcher, both on last years of their deals.
And yeah, and you got to replace those guys, right?
Yeah.
Like if someone wants to
Pascal on a 1 year deal for what it's worth.
If someone wants to give Bradberry a multi year contract, and the Eagles are saying we're not doing that, now you got to replace your. And then this is the best corners they've had in I don't know how long.
Well,
in a really long time.
The other part of that is when you talk about guys like Bradberry, Kaiser, TJ. Not only are they free agents, Miles. They have not been paid yet. Like, I know Bradberry did get a deal, but Bradberry also is clearly upset about the fact that the Giants cut him late, cost him a chance at a big deal. He's in Philly because he's trying to up his value, and he's doing that. Kaiser's trying to do that. TJ's trying to do that. Miles is clearly trying to do that, right? And Miles made himself some money this past Sunday.
They just need to stay healthy the rest of the year.
So, to Ike's point, if they win the Super Bowl, like, not only are these guys, A, their value is going up, but B, they're going to be like, look, I just want a paycheck at this point.
Yeah.
And rightfully
they got
so.
Their championship, right,
rightfully
paid.
So. And TJ's been making undrafted money his whole career.
And the thing is, when you're on a winning team, everybody wants a piece of that. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be suitors out there that want to pay them money, that want to have a young TJ Edwards on their team. You know, so that's what teams do. You know, we lost Jordan Hicks, and he was injured. And he got a big contract to go out there to Arizona. So you lose players when you're a successful team. That's another reason, to Elliot's point, that this is the year. Like, while you can be excited about the future, the opportunity may not be as plentiful as it is this year. Like, they really do got a chance with the conference being down, with the schedule being favorable to them. That's another thing you got to look at. They win this year, they're going to be playing a first-place schedule next year.
They have an extra home game this year.
Yes.
Not that that's huge,
no,
but they do have an extra home game.
Yes.
I mean, there's
like,
that.
All those things matter.
Yeah, and
it's a down conference, favorable schedule.
Yeah.
100%. And now what I do think the Eagles have going for them is, and not to take a shot at your Bengals, Ike, but, like, you know, they're the Eagles, right? So, like, players, I do think, like, TJ, James Bradberry, they'll want to stay here if the money is right. And the Eagles, I think, will pay, unlike the Bengals you're seeing there, right, with Jesse Bates. They went to the Super Bowl. They're having problems. They've never been a franchise that spends a lot of money. So the Eagles will be fine with that. It's just going to be hard to do.
You know what the Bengals thinking about? We got to pay Joe Burrow.
Yep.
That's why they named the stadium finally, so they could afford
it. They're not going to spend the Burrow
money from the stadium.
And by the way, the Eagles wouldn't spend ridiculous money on a safety either.
No. Well, that's the other thing, too, with the linebacker situation. It's funny, with Doug coming back, you know, Doug was probably like, man, I wish I had linebackers like this during my time here. But Kaiser, one-year deal that just happened to hit. TJ Edwards, undrafted guy that they've developed. So it's not like they went out and spent a ton of money. They're just getting it was better evaluations.
They're getting great production for the money with the linebackers. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones after we talk to Ike.
Hey, Eagle fans, AAA is hooking up Eagles MVP members all season long. Now, there are some big games coming up, like the Dallas and Pittsburgh games. AAA is giving away a bunch of tickets and sideline passes to every home game and other big-time events coming up soon. New members get a $20 credit to their Eagles online pro shop and legendary AAA roadside assistance that you get 24/7. Don't miss out. Do what I did and become a AAA Eagles MVP member today. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today.
All right, let's do it. So overall, you were very impressed with the win. Now they're going out to Arizona. We'll talk about the game coming up here, coming up here next segment. But this conference is very much the Eagles for the taking. Here's my worry. Cowboys are still 3-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right? And you got them. That's
still
the
got to play them twice.
Yeah, that's the monkey that you have on your back.
Think about this. If the Eagles and Cowboys both win this weekend, and then the Cowboys come into Philly and beat the Eagles, the Cowboys are in first place.
Yep.
So as good as Eagles are, as good as the division, you know, conferences open, the division and all that, and I think they are better than those teams. The Cowboys have handled them the last few years. So that's like the next big check mark. Arizona, ideally you want them to win, all those things. Dallas at home, Sunday Night Football, like that's the next big check mark.
Mm. All right, Tom in Vancouver listening on the Odyssey app. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
And Tom's a Go Birds.
I was going to say, Tom, good to talk to you.
Let me put you on hold, Tom. We don't do the Go Birds stuff on the show. All right, go ahead.
Last weekend was a bit rough, you know?
Yeah, it's okay. It was good to hear from you.
There we go. All right. Guys, I want to say that Eagles win was awesome. It was a dirty, grit game, and there were injuries and all the rest of it. I agree totally with UESD about every win every week is with a little bit of a different look, and that's amazing. I am curious about one thing. I have not heard much talk about the helmet-to-helmet hit that Jalen took in the touchdown in the end zone. And I get so
Well, he was a running back. He was a running back.
I know. It was
he
legal.
Also led with his helmet.
And he led with his helmet.
I 100% agree with you guys. I'm just worried health-wise, man. Like, Tua, we saw what happened to him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any thoughts on that, on, like, on concussion protocol and such to help the QBs a little bit more?
Well, to Ike's point, or I don't know if you want to take it, Ike, but he's a runner.
Yeah, he's a runner,
so
Tom. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're
From the quarterback perspective, it's not that different. But,
Tua's injury and Jalen was two completely different plays.
Tua's in the pocket sometimes.
I see that. I'm thinking that they've got to protect these quarterbacks after they've been hit. If they to do more testing to make sure that they're okay. I just don't want to see this guy get hurt. He's just been doing such an amazing job for us.
Hey Tom, it's football. Football players get injured. Tom, stop it. Stop it. I don't want to see the player get hurt. Stop it.
Yeah. All right.
Stop
all
it.
Right.
Stop
hey,
it.
Did you guys? All right, Ike.
Well, I'm just saying. I hate hearing this. It's football. One minute we're saying they don't practice enough, they don't hit any, football is soft, and now the next thing you know, everybody's worried about football and how rough it is. Stop
it, Tom. You can tell who was the former player and, you know, who just charts the practices.
It's football, man.
Yeah.
So you're like, not the former player? Elliot?
No,
you,
I'm
you
not.
You chart
no,
the practices.
No. It's Although, football. Look, if the Eagles need a kicker this week, you know, go from one Elliot to the other.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did we ask you about Jake Elliott?
No.
So what do you think?
I was going to say, will we need a kicker this weekend?
So Michael Clay talked today. He, of course, didn't say anything about it. They're not going to tip their cap. I think tomorrow is the first real day where you'll see if they're going to bring somebody in, at least on the practice squad. You would think that would happen, I mean, within hours, you know, if not first thing tomorrow.
Right.
My guess is Jake does play, but he's certainly a question for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't like that he couldn't kick. That last field goal.
Well, and also, he did do a kickoff in between his injury and the end of the game, and it was not a good one.
That's what I'm saying. And he probably felt it and
said, don't kick it.
Yeah,
kick
he probably
again.
Felt
yeah.
like he didn't have, at least at that moment. Now, who knows? The pain may have gone down or what have you. And you know, it's not a shot at Jake, but it is a shot at the position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kickers. You know, they aren't necessarily accustomed to playing through injuries.
I'm a softie. So Jake hasn't been a wedge buster.
Well, all the other players on the team play through injuries.
They take hits.
They do that every week.
So Michael,
kickers don't necessarily get hit.
First time he gets hit, he's hurt.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's hard to play through injuries.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Michael Clay said today that Jake Elliott's one of the toughest players he's been around and that he's the best athlete on the team. So
get fired.
He's a great golfer. We know that.
Yeah. Well, golf's not really an athletic thing.
Listen, all I was saying is the other athletes on the team are accustomed to having to play through injuries. Kickers, punters don't usually play through injuries.
Yeah, that will crush your
normally
face.
You don't get hit in the feet like that.
Yeah. Elliot, did you watch the Manning cast last night with Jalen Hurts?
I did. Well, I saw it this morning. Yeah.
Okay. All right, he was wearing.
So you did not watch it.
Well, last
night
again, I'm watching Sixers, I'm watching Phillies. You know, something had to.
Yes. Well, sacrifice something.
I sacrificed the Sixers.
Talked to Jalen multiple times a week. Yeah.
What was Porter watching?
Let me check.
The Sixers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. You're watching Sixers over Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
Well, he wanted to see.
I wanted to see Max. Yeah. And let's be honest. I wanted to see Ben.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You didn't
part
want to see Ben. He hasn't played in a year.
I did. I mean, I was going. I saw him miss the two free throws, which was you know, not surprising. But, yeah, I mean, I saw some of it.
They look good.
I knew I would see the highlights. That's why I didn't bother watching.
Most of the highlights are Maxi, I'll say that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, most of the highlights were.
But the crazy thing is the Nets played Kyrie, KD, Ben, and the Sixers didn't play any of their guys besides Maxi and Toby, and the Sixers handled them. Like, they were up like 15.
I mean, listen, you're talking about two of the best players on the team and Maxi and Toby. Come on, man.
That's a good point. Maybe the best.
Tobias.
just get ready. Elliot's going to be very aggressive with Maxi being an all-star type player this season. I can already sense it.
I'll say this. Man, after questioning Hurts, like, I'm not gonna question Maxi.
Me neither.
You know, like, if watching Hurts do what he did, and that's the other thing about what I was talking about from the jump, like, when's the last time the city had two young athletes that took that type of jump in the same year? Like, I think it's been a while.
Well, Carson and Joel in 17,
they were a little further apart though. Like, that was almost, you know, that was
17
a full year.
Was Embiid's first year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so I think Embiid's first year was 16.
Well, that didn't really count, like 30 games.
I think I could be wrong, but I thought he played more.
Didn't he play 30 games his first year?
I believe you are correct. Yeah, he didn't. He had like an abbreviated year. I'm sure Jackson.
I mean, 2016, he played 31 games. Yeah. That's probably when he got hurt in the Rockets games.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then the next year, he was an MVP candidate. I mean, we really had two MVPs that year.
Yeah, but Carson only played 11 games that year, right?
13!
215-592. Not that Ike's keeping track. Yeah.
13!
215-592.
Made that point before, you can tell.
94-94. It's Marks and Reese. How does Elliot feel about the Eagles heading to Arizona this weekend? Is this now? Are you available for the trip this weekend? Or is
I'll be making the trip. Yeah,
all right, making the trip.
I'll be making the trip.
It's a big game. Got to
potential trap game. We'll get into that and much more with Elliot. Take some phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Today's broadcast brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided today, 877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit GoGUIDA.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back after this. Mark's Race, we are back. Today's show brought to you by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. And up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida during window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GoGUIDA.com. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Before we get back to the phones here, and I see that we have Herb in Northeast Philly. Jack, we need Herb to be at the the broadcast on Thursday to give a hype speech.
We do
to the Phillies.
Baseball's a sport, you know that,
right?
Right. You got the tightest strike zone.
I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
He was a consultant with Major League Baseball as an umpire. He claims so. Yeah, but we need a because he's done the hype speech before,
but it's also worked out not in our favor.
Well, it was terrible.
He tanked
terrible.
The Sixers season,
but. Prior to the Eagles season at the fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
Oh,
4-0
yeah, right.
Start.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they run the ball. They throw the ball.
He gave a hype speech. So we need one for the Phillies playoffs. He can do that on Thursday.
All right.
Whose hype speeches like do you think work better for the teams? Chuck's or Herb's?
I think Chuck's will.
Yeah. Chuck seems better at that, yeah.
Well, we'll find out. We'll do a test case like the Pepsi Challenge. All right. Are you? What do you think about the game? I know it's only Tuesday, but
yeah.
I've seen the Cardinals play a bunch this year just because I watch Red Zone. They're not very good, especially without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, and look, I think Kyler Murray is the ultimate wild card in a way where I don't think Kyler is that good. But then you saw what he did against the Raiders, where he can single-handedly take over a game. I mean, the Eagles are better than anybody the Cardinals have played. The Eagles are better than the Cardinals. I think coming into the year, you could have debated the quarterback situation, but right now, Jalen is playing better than Kyler is. They're better at almost every level of the field. I think they have a better head coach. So they're the better team. The question is this a trap game? You know, traveling cross country, the team's kind of banged up, all those things. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance. But, you know, when you ask about why the Jacksonville win was impressive, it's because this team showed, you know, they're going to fight, right? Like they're not a team that they're going to lose games. But to say it's a trap game, I don't know. I mean, I think they're going to win the game.
Yeah, I'm worried about the game Sunday. Yeah.
Because of the Cardinals or just because of the spot?
Yeah, the spot. You know, I'm not necessarily worried about the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. But when I hear a stat that we haven't won out there since 2001, there's something to that. You know, it's like Indy.
And Jalen has lost out there.
Yeah, it's like Indy going down to Jacksonville. They can't beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville. No matter who's the quarterback, no matter how good Indy is, you go down to that team.
You lose.
So I don't know what that is going out to Arizona. I didn't realize it had been that long since we had won out there. So that concerns me a little bit, as well as the injuries. Here's the thing. I don't expect the team to go 17-0, so I'm not going to cry if they lose a game or what have you. It's not the end of the world. They're banged up a little bit right now, and if a couple of these guys need to sit out a week so that they can be at full strength when the Cowboys come Sunday night, I would understand that also. And the Eagles are now the hunted, so they are the big game for everyone when they're on the schedule. And I could see that Cardinal crowd being in a frenzy because they feel like, you know what, we normally play the Eagles well in our building, so this would be a good weekend for us. And if they can get all – I could see an ugly game from the standpoint of somehow we walk away from this game. Like, how do we lose this game?
I just don't know.
And still not feel bad about the Eagles. Like, the Eagles aren't going 17-0. They're going to lose a game somewhere. And it's probably going to be somewhere to a team that we don't expect them to lose to. That's usually always how it happens.
I'm just not sure if the Cardinals have the talent to really take advantage of it. I agree with everything you're saying. But, you know, you look at the receivers. The receivers are only okay. Marquise Brown's a deep threat guy. But he's not, like, in my opinion, you know, a dynamic number one. Zach Ertz is having a decent year this year, but they know Zach Ertz, and I think the linebackers can cover him. So I agree with everything you're saying, Ike. I just don't know if the Cardinals are good enough to take advantage of the situation. I think the talent discrepancy is so big that even when you factor in all the things you factor in, the Eagles still end up on top.
Well, here's how you do it. You turn the ball over, and you allow them to hang around into the fourth quarter, and that's where, like you said with Murray, at some point, Murray just says, I'm going to do it by myself because we're not winning with me trying to drop back in the pocket.
I just watched the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the NFL. Yep. I don't even need a bunch of numbers. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, there is no rhyme or reason. Sometimes a team just wins that day and the other team wasn't at their best.
Well, here's two ways it could happen, too. I mean, one is the Eagles' third down offense has been bad the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to look at things that the team needs to improve on, they're 4-0, all the, like, whatever. If you want to look at things where if in a month we're saying, well, wow, why are they now only, you know, 5-6 or whatever, right?
Right.
I think the third down offense the last 2 weeks has not been good after being good the first 2 weeks. And the other thing is, the special teams might be really bad. Like, especially with Jake Elliott hurt, the kicker's a question, the punter's a question, the kick returner's a question, the punt returner's a question, the blocking's a question.
The punter isn't good. I've seen enough of Aaron Sipos to know that he's just not good.
Right. So special teams is how you lose a game like that, right? Like, it's, you know, a missed field goal, a punt return gives the Cardinals some life, a fumbled punt. So those are two areas I think that despite the 4-0 start, third down offense and special teams, where those are things they have to improve if they're going to win in the playoffs.
Mm. All right, let's go to the phones. We have a couple heavy hitters on deck here, including OG Wade checking in on this Tuesday. What's up, OG Wade?
What's up? What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, Wade?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Just a better word.
What up, man? I know you're loving life right now, man. No one's happier than OG Wade is 1 month into the season.
At all. And and to your point on that third down conversion thing, this is why I hate numbers, is that when you're winning big late in games, you're not really trying to convert. You know what I'm saying? You're really trying to run clock. And so they're not going to take no chances on third down when you're up 20 points in the game.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that. But, I mean, what do you mean they're not trying to convert? I get your point about, like,
I didn't say not trying. I'm saying you're not going to take unnecessary chances to put the ball in the air.
You're
going to
be more conservative in your play calling. Okay.
So you want to get a handoff. So you willing to put that ball and move on. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think there's some truth to that, but they're at like 30% over the last two games. So it's not like just in the second half they've been bad. It's overall they've not been good.
The other thing is, we talked about the Duke's nickname yesterday. Mm-hmm. First of all, for the people that wasn't on board with the Duke, you don't get a chance to give him a nickname.
That's right.
Not unless you like him or you see he's the guy. No, you got to be on the boat before that happens.
Yep.
Then you can get in on nicknaming and all that other stuff. And Elliot, on your show, the Go Birds podcast thing.
Yep, every Saturday, 1-3.
You basically described what the Duke was. You said calm, cool, collective. You never see him rattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. And I told y'all, guy, he's different. This guy is not like any other quarterback that I've seen.
Ever?
Now. You know what I mean?
Ever.
I told you he was a hybrid quarterback. He's basically those guys that you see that he likes. He's basically a part of Peyton family's. That's a family friend there. So they got a connection there. So that's why he called him the sheriff. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the Duke. You know.
Did you see the hoodie he was wearing last night, Wade?
Yes, I did.
God bless whoever is hating on me is what the hoodie said. Did you provide him with that? Is that another motto you have or no?
We're going to keep that on the low, you know. But anyway, listen, but I'm enjoying it, and I told y'all again, the city is going to be lit because of the Eagles and because of the Duke.
we're lit right now.
What about the Phillies, Wade?
I'm happy with them. I mean, they lost me a lot of money, so it took me a little, you know, a little bit to celebrate with them. But I am happy. Anytime you get to the playoffs and you, yeah, that's
all
a
right.
special thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's just root for them, man. You
all
know
right,
what I mean?
Wade.
All right. I'm waiting on my Duke T-shirt, OG. I'm waiting on the T-shirt.
Already. I'm bringing it down to y'all Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, he's got to make Duke T-shirts.
All right, thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should be on the float with Jalen at this point.
There's nobody riding higher than OG yeah. Wade right now.
It'll be throwback T-shirts in 2 months.
Oh. And we Ooh, will boy. Be at Chickies and Pete's on Thursday for a special Phillies Return of Red October pep rally. It's an all-day broadcast live from Chickies, 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. We have a limited edition Return of Red October T-shirts, compliments of our friends at Budweiser. So come on down, hang out, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can find more details on our Facebook page under events. Will you be down there on Thursday, Elliot?
I'll stop by. I mean, the Eagles practice. But, yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. You guys will
it's
be
It's not
there
about the Eagles this week.
Well, unfortunately for my schedule, it is still about the Eagles on Thursday. But, yeah, no, I definitely want to come by. It's going to be a good time. I got to get one of those T-shirts, too.
Yeah, me too.
It's free T-shirt time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mad Mike. Is Mad Mike happy about the Phillies being in the playoffs?
I doubt it.
Sources close to Mad Mike suggest that it doesn't really count because they're the third wild card.
Oh, here we go.
And we didn't talk to him yesterday, did we?
We did not.
Yeah, no. we weren't even looking to talk to him.
He's conveniently missing.
Well, we never talked to him a day after an Eagles win. He doesn't want to be a part of the joy.
Right, yeah.
Mad Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I ran out to Modell's to get my third wild card T-shirt for the Phillies. I'm real excited about it. Congratulations for falling backwards in the playoffs.
They still could be the second, though. They're only a game behind the Padres, Mike.
That's right.
Whatever. Bunch of nerds.
So, Mike, how come you just can't be happy that there's going to be playoff baseball? They could even win a series.
That's right.
Why can't you enjoy that?
Because baseball's stupid. Anyway.
Right. So then why does it matter what wild card they get?
It just called to say, hey, Ike, how about that play, that fantasy football bucket?
Yes.
They're really starting to go after Ike
that
Reese
like
now.
In the Marks and Reese League?
Yep.
I not only beat him, I kicked his butt all over the place. I didn't even think his team showed up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm scuffling a little bit.
Well,
right
I'm saying, listen, I'm scrambling, man. I don't know. Players aren't showing up when they're supposed to show up. And then I got players showing up on my bench that I don't expect to show up. So, like,
man,
Russ.
If Cooper Kupp didn't show up, you'd have looked real bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but listen, but all that's a part of the game, right? And so if Derek Carr had showed up, I would have won the game, right?
No, you wouldn't have. You weren't even close.
Well, who's got a better record
out
of the year?
You won by 10
Probably
points.
Mike.
I won by like 16 points, Ike.
I'm looking at the scores, 120 to 110.
Man, you like to embellish
how 10 points in this.
I'm looking at the score right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was looking real pathetic for you before Cooper
All right, so Mike.
Called in, didn't even know the score.
Mike, in things that people really care about, we want to know
yes,
your thoughts
you.
On the 4-0 Eagles.
Wait. If I'm going to be really honest here, guys, I have nothing else. All my points are stupid and invalid at this point. I just, like, all I got is kicking Ike's butt in fantasy.
So you're admitting.
Well, at least he's honest. At least he's being honest.
I got nothing. I'm just, like, this is the only reason I can call in. Otherwise, I'm going to take a.
Are you enjoying the season? We know that your takes are off and wrong, as are my. By the way, Mike, I was the one screaming and yelling for Russell Wilson, who looks terrible. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Like, I wanted Kyler Murray instead of Jalen Hurts. I wanted to trade Maxie for a loser James Harden. Like, my takes have been terrible of recent.
If I'm going to be really honest with you, I just sit there and I'm like, OG Wade is right about this, and I just got to sit here and take it. So it really makes me even madder. Like, I get angrier as the games go on.
All right.
It's all right, but at least I'm glad you called up because you can't. And we love you, bro. Even though you're the hater.
You think I'm gonna run? And
yeah, that's what I'm. That's all.
And still be obnoxious. No
yes, that's what I
that's
want
what
from you.
Want.
Yes, that's what we want from you, brother.
Yeah. No,
yes.
I'm here for you. I'll be obnoxious. So I'll go down swinging. I don't care.
There you go.
All right. You sound defeated today, Mike.
Well, come on. It's been a little rough, and I got Rhea making fun of me on the like. It's all been rough, guys.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Well, that's what happened. Appreciate the call, Mike. That's what happens when you want to be popular. So if you call this station as frequently as you do, which we all love that
become
you do.
Become basically part of the show.
Yeah, and you're the one guy that's constantly negative about the team in every aspect. Every Eagles fan is going to know you. Like, people that I run into on a golf course or wherever, it's like, dude, that Mad Mike, man. I can't stand that Mad Mike guy.
100%.
Who is that guy? Like, yeah, like yeah, that's so like you're known from everybody. So when the team does well, those very listeners who are enjoying the success, they want to hear from you.
Right.
Because you got some crow to eat. And if we let you on during the tough times to needle Eagles fans, even though they don't want to hear you or what have you, you got to show up when it's good times. You got to show up when it's good times. It can't be just a one-way street that you call when you want to, when it benefits you, when the team isn't doing well. But when they're doing well, you don't want to eat a little crow.
The unfortunate truth is, for Mad Mike, there'll be bad times coming.
Right? Sure there will be,
He'll be able to come back out.
Yes, in sports. You know how it works.
All right.
That's why we have to enjoy it right now.
That's why it's the best time in the last 20 years.
Yes. Right. That's why, yeah. I mean, remember, we did the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day before the playoff game because we knew if we wait till after the playoff game, we're not going to be doing Howie Roseman Appreciation Day.
Man, little do people know when I put him on that Mount Rushmore, I might have been conservative putting him number four.
Hey.
Well, I did like the tweet, and I agree with you.
Yeah. Listen, he's one of the I got to get something right.
I called shrapnel from that, too.
Yeah, I think everyone that agreed with it did, yeah.
All right, back to the phones in a second, but first, let's talk to Ike.
Red. Hey, the new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. This Thursday is some serious offensive horsepower going. I was going to say firepower. It's horsepower. It's the reason why it's horsepower. Because Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts, they travel to Denver to take on Russell Wilson and the new-look Broncos. Now, pregame coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Denver. Yeah, you say you're not an Amazon Prime member, huh? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Colts and the Broncos, only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watchTNF for details.
All right, let's go to Corey in Columbus, Ohio. What's up, Corey? How are you?
What's up, Elliot? Johnny Mark, I agree.
What up, man?
What's up, C?
Corey.
Hey, man, listen, I don't know. Like sometimes, Johnny Mark, man, I feel like, I mean, I know you guys want to be, like, you know, not over, you know, hype, but come on, man. I was more afraid of losing to the Jags than I am the Cardinals, man. Like, yeah. Ain't nobody afraid of Kyler Murray. That dude playing video games when he's supposed to be studying. We ain't afraid of that.
No, right now I would take the Eagles minus, and I would lay the points.
I think the Cardinals, like, they missing their top three guys. Like, I think Hollywood Brown got, like, a foot injury. And you know, the PED user, he out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the returner, mm-hmm. Moore, he out. I think he got like a hamstring injury. So I'm not worried about them. But this is the thing about Favre yesterday, okay. where I kind of disagree with, where he came out. He's like, this team hasn't won. They haven't won together, but like we have like a lot of guys that like has, you know, playoff, you know, like AJ Brown. He went to the AFC Championship game. You know,
Kelsey, Cox, Lane, Samalu,
Johnson. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've had playoff history. Slay. James Bradbury, you know, they all have.
Well,
like,
Slay didn't get into the playoffs until last year.
You said what?
Slay didn't get into the playoffs the last year, right?
Well, no, he'd been in Detroit. Remember when they got
they just didn't win a playoff game. Yeah.
Oh, was he part of that team? I didn't even realize he was on that team.
I thought last year was the first time he'd been in the playoffs. I could be wrong about that, but
okay. He's been in the league since like 2012. He got drafted the same year as Ertz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the last thing I want to say is. Earlier in the show, you guys were talking about like Jack, you know, being like, you know, the Phillies man. I will say this, Elliot and Jack, they the most influential people in Philly when it comes to sports, man. Like people listen to them, people hear what they got to say, they give them their back, you know.
You're talking on social media,
yeah, Jack,
right?
Cut that audio.
Like, even the Mark Cerise shows overall, because I remember when Johnny Marks, when you was killing Jalen. They didn't even care about the camera. They was like, "Nah, I want the guy on the next show. I want him to eat crow." Mm-hmm. They wanted to come after.
What's that got to do with Jack? I'm influential. If they want me to eat crow.
When it comes to the Phillies, we listen to Jack.
All right.
Jack is our man. But real quick, Ike.
Yes.
Real quick, I don't know. You know, we're going into the weekend. I ain't know if you want to, you know, put a little beverage bet on the line. You know who we got.
You want me to be You want me to be a sacrificial lamb for the Buckeyes this weekend?
What's the line, Corey? What's the number? What's the point spread?
26.
Oh, Lord. 26? That's it?
Yeah, you know, it could be us.
Well, let me tell you. Well, hold on.
Plus 26.
Oh, no. Give me 30. Give me 30, and it's a bet.
I got you 30 points. I got
all right,
you.
30 points for a sandwich. Got you.
Yep, for a whatever.
I
all
like
man,
it.
Y'all have a good week, man. Go. Oh, Phillies. We got to get the Mets. Like Chuck said, we got to get the Mets. Knock them off.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, see.
All right, Corey, thanks for the kind words.
Do you want the, why don't you guys just do the show? Ike and I'll leave.
Yeah, it was kind of an insult. You two
well, numbnuts realized
no,
that,
right?
He's talking
right?
about Twitter.
No, I didn't hear you two correct anything.
No, I would never, but yeah. He's talking about social.
No, that was awesome, but Jack, yeah, save that audio.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, 100%. No doubt about that. Well, I mean,
well,
these
you two
are
can go ahead and be the most influential. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
No, I mean, how can you do the whole plus 30 thing? That's such a cop-out. Like, they're not going to lose by 30.
Plus 30. Take it or leave it.
Obviously, I can see
the 11th team in the country at one point.
Yeah,
this year.
It's, what are they called now? Preseason rankings.
They're
yes.
not ranked.
They're not ranked now?
No.
Yeah, it's called preseason rankings.
No.
Plus 30. I'll take it.
Take it. There you go.
Yeah.
A few things before we get out of here with Elliot as we have a couple more minutes. The defense in general mm-hmm. has been fantastic, absolutely great. I mean, is this the best defense that you can remember the Eagles having since?
I mean, the Super Bowl defense was pretty good in 2017. I think they ended up third that year in points allowed. And that pass rush, I mean, they were really good that year. I know the pass rush has played
what happened
better
in the Super Bowl though.
Well, yeah, the Super Bowl itself, they did not play well. But they only allowed, what, I think 20 points combined the first two games, something like that. So,
all right. The quarterbacks matter.
No, for sure. I mean, look, I'm saying he said the best defense since, and I think it's the Super Bowl defense. Now, which defense is better and has more talent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brandon Graham said himself that he thought this team was better, right? He said he was talking about the cornerbacks.
But that's also wide receiver. Like, I mean.
But if you look at the defense, I mean. They're better at corner this year, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Safety, they're not as good.
No. Better linebacker?
Although I will say this, as Malcolm is the best of all them, the other safety was Corey Graham that year, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it was Rodney.
That's right, it was Rodney, my bad.
They're definitely not better at safety.
Definitely not better at safety.
Okay, so it's secondary is the secondary as a whole better now than 2017?
I would take this secondary over that secondary. With now, look, Marcus Epps is a small sample size, but he is playing really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the corners are
and the corners
are
it's a
that
huge
much
upgrade.
Better than the other two corners.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Slay is arguably the best player of either secondary. Malcolm's really, really good.
Right, but it was Darby and Mills, and they only would survive because of the pass rush. The pass rush is better on 17. Yeah.
Well,
than
I'm
this
saying,
team.
Who do you think's better, Slay or Malcolm?
No, Slay is the best player.
That's
of
my
either
question.
Secondary.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
So I think that would lean that way with that secondary.
Love Malcolm. He didn't guard wide receivers.
Well, he
though.
Didn't cover the number one receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I love him. So, yeah, he didn't cover wide
defense
receivers.
Defense is comparable, probably lean to the current team. What about offense?
Well, no, I would lean to the other team because I think the pass rush is way better.
Okay.
You think 17's pass rush was better?
Yes, than this year's pass rush. I mean, you had Fletcher in his prime. Sure, you know.
Certainly deeper, for sure.
Yeah. Now, the offense is better this year, I think, than they were in 2017. I think the receivers are better.
I think
Miles is a better running back than anybody they had at that point. Maybe as a whole better, but I think Miles is better. And, like, Jalen's played better through the first four games than Carson did through his first four games. Now, he has to keep it up, which is what Carson did. But through four games, he's been better. The offensive line is probably just as good. The tight end is tough. Ertz is really good that year.
Running back rotation, I'm not so sure I wouldn't take 17 over this year.
Mm-hmm. I would take this year's because I think Miles is far and away the best of those six running backs.
I agree. But
and Boston Scott's not bad.
Potential Miles is. We have the benefit of knowing that those running backs made it through the whole season.
That's fair.
Miles has only played four games at this level.
And really only
individually,
two.
He has more talent than LeGarrette. By the way.
Yeah, LeGarrette.
My goodness.
Yeah, what was that?
That was not that's not a good look from LeGarrette Blount. But I think it's a fair argument.
Yeah,
I think it's a fair argument when you look at the overall talent.
Wide receivers are much better.
Yeah, I think
Ertz Goddard. Ertz Goddard's interesting because I think Goddard's that
Ertz
more
was good,
explosive,
though.
But that yeah. Ertz was one
you
of the best
two,
tight ends.
Two yeah. other tight ends, too. On the like,
oh,
the
tight end
tight
as a group
ends.
Was way
true.
Better.
True,
yeah,
Trey Burton and Brent Celek. Yeah, that's a good point. Offensive line.
Special teams was way better then, too.
Yeah.
Oh, way better.
Way better. Yep.
Yeah, so It's a good one. Doug was awesome that year. Nick's been very good this year.
I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for his return and we wanted to shower him with praise and respect for what he did in 2017 and winning the championship, Doug coached a terrible game Sunday.
Yeah, there were some moments.
Especially
in the second half. It was really like a fourth down he should have gone for, and he kicked it.
And the fact that he went for it on fourth down earlier in the game, right. We didn't need to. He was up 14-0. He let the Eagles back in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I thought the same thing watching it live.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, obviously what Doug did here was amazing, but who's a better coach, him or Nick? Like, I think that's an interesting debate as well.
All right, we'll come back.
Really?
You don't?
Well, Doug's the better coach.
Is he?
JG against Schwartz. I mean, you love both guys, Elliot.
I mean, it's just two elite coordinators right there, so it's hard to pick. I mean, Jim Schwartz clearly has the way
Frank
better resume.
Frank Reich and DeFilippo.
Yeah.
The staff. I mean, you know.
You're sure Doug's a better coach?
I'm sure the 2017 version of Doug Peterson is better than Nick Sirianni's 2022 version.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, one guy was calling plays, and the other guy is not.
Okay. I mean,
I'm an expert
at
football.
That's fair. I mean, Nick does build the offense and everything, but
I didn't say he doesn't have any. I'm with you there, but still, the responsibility was still on Doug in games making those decisions.
Right.
Well, I'm just giving the guy who won the title.
No, I'm not taking credit from either. Of them. I don't think it's a slam dunk.
You wanted me to point out things to be critical of Nick.
No, I'm saying of the two, it's not a slam dunk. You're acting like it's not even a question. Nick has a better record so far than Doug did in 2017.
What was Doug's record?
I think that weren't they
3-1?
Oh yeah, well it's not 4-0.
Okay, let me see. Go through the wins. Who has the more impressive wins?
Who did they beat early on that was impressive?
I just said go through. Right. You're the one saying it like it's right. You knew
they beat the Giants barely, right?
Okay,
they beat Washington.
Washington.
And I think the Chargers, they went out to the Chargers.
I think the Chargers week
they
four.
They did. And they lost to Andy in week two.
Okay, none of those are impressive.
All right, well, there you have it.
There you go.
And all the Eagles wins have been impressive.
No, but the Eagles have won more games.
Elliot Shirt Parks, everybody. Now, will you be doing Go Birds Radio this Saturday, or will you already be in Arizona?
Well, I'm down to do it.
Eagles
depends.
Have won one more game.
Yeah, exactly. One more, right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, four and over is three.
Yeah, but doesn't make you better.
Well, the record
it just
wise,
makes the record
does.
Better. That's all it does. Yeah,
and we do know what happened at the end of 2017.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
2022 is not over yet.
There you have it.
And Nick made the playoffs his first year. Doug didn't make the playoffs his first year. But just saying.
Wait.
It might be Philly. It might be high hopes radio.
Goodbye.
He just needs something to debate about.
Goodbye. I know. It just started before 3:52.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. It's always a thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it. Coming up, Jerry Jones. What do you have to say about Dak's injury earlier today? You'll hear that. And we'll continue taking your phone calls. The Phillies clinched a spot in the playoffs. Your reaction, Mark Serene's 94 WIP. Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account. Click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.